back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, in Afghanistan, we're only about 10, 11 days into this, and there have been some successes in that we're approaching almost 50,000 people that have been evacuated from the country. Of course, the media wants to prove, and I totally agree with what I was hearing nationally yesterday, that we can jump on a liberal or a Democratic president as well. But that said, I am worried about you get by this date that they've come to, the end of the month, and if we should have to go longer to evacuate more people, I could see the Taliban starting to do their hit-and-run tactics and all this blowing out of proportion. But had Trump been in charge of this, we'd already be in the middle of a civil war over there. I'm convinced of it. He would have overreacted to anything they would have done or tried to provoke something so that he could go over there and, you know, flex his muscles or his flab or whatever it is. But I'm kind of worried about what happens at the end of the month if we're not where we want to be with removing people.
Yeah, the problem is at the end of the month, it was wrong to put that thing in, quite frankly. Trump put in May 1. Trump caused the whole thing. But we were elected to clean up his mess. And if they then start killing people at the end, we're going to have to kill them. We should have killed them before this. They're Nazis. You kill them on sight. Should have exterminated them. There's only 70,000 in the country back in 2001. Put a bounty on them. Any Taliban member, kill them and get $1,000. And 1,000 times 70,000 is 70 million. Would have been cheaper to do it that way. These people are Nazis. But the problem is they blend in with the Afghan population. And if we bomb the government building, you're going to kill some Afghans. But the time to do it was before we started withdrawing. However, there is no way we can leave thousands of Americans there and interpreters who are now at risk of revenge killing, who supported us and do nothing about it. So that's what we're going to have to do. And I think we have to get away with this business that we can negotiate with them or that they will ever tell the truth or that they are other than murderers and Nazis. And you must exterminate that. You cannot negotiate with a Nazi. You cannot sit down and say, okay, we'll let you go into Czechoslovakia if you agree not to go into Poland. They will lie to you, you understand? And just because they are unaccomplished and have done nothing culturally in their entire existence, that doesn't mean that somehow we should give them a break. Those are my views. Thanks. We're going back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Wisco Paul, what's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Good show today. Thanks for taking my call. We're very lucky to have Biden in charge. That's all I'm going to say. He'll fix this mess. And he's got many, many more messes to fix. And it's going to be criticized no matter what. As far as Voss goes, when you're hanging with a chief insurrectionist, Trump, and kissing up to him on an airplane, and my understanding is the Republicans have no platform, none, zero. So I don't know what they stand for, but this Voss, that is a bridge too far. I mean, he's, I don't even know what to make of this. He's challenging the election in his own state of Wisconsin that he and Walker set up. And I've said this before. I know poll workers. You know poll workers. They do an incredible job in this state. And basically, they're just singling out two counties anyway, Milwaukee and Dane. But Voss is... I don't know anymore, Matt, if it can get any worse than what Voss did. So I just had to get that off my chest, I guess. I don't get it. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Yeah, no, let me unpack a few things you said. First of all, remember, I'm the original Biden guy in this state. Everybody listening, half of them, most of the people in the station were for Bernie or they were from Elizabeth Warren. So early on in April of 2019, we started to put Biden debate parties together and organizational and all that. I'm with Biden 100% and I still am. And he was handed a bad deal. He came in to clean up an unbelievable mess from COVID to NATO, to Russia, to China, to Afghanistan, everything. And then Trump pulls the rug out in the fall by saying, we're going to negotiate with the Taliban. We are going to exclude the Afghan army. We're going to get out by May 1. The hell with everybody over there. They're a bunch of wogs and fuzzy wuzzies, which is a, these are racial terms the British invented and that the Trump types look on them as what they are. You know, then Biden comes in and they're already rattling the saber about May 1. And they're also, you have a demoralized Afghan government as a result of being excluded from the fake negotiations in Vienna and from having to release 5,000 prisoners. We should have gone right to them and said, let's kill those 5,000 prisoners, track them down and kill them. Anybody in the Taliban, kill them, exterminate them. These are Nazis. They're going to exterminate Yazidis, Hazaras, Christians. They're going to exterminate them all. So we will exterminate them. And you send resolve messages to Russia and China. You're not going into Taiwan and Russia. You're not going in anywhere. These are defective cultures. China is a communist culture and Russia is an organized crime culture. We are liberal Western democracy. We're a liberal Western democracy. So with Biden 100% and August 31 is going to come along, there will be Americans there. And if the Taliban closes that airport, we are simply going to have to launch an offensive against them. And thanks to Trump, it won't be the best we could have done because we already were in there and he stripped us down. But this time, the fact of the matter is you just can't leave a bunch of citizens there and our interpreters. When it comes to Voss, the Republican Party, Voss is an example, but so is Ron Johnson, so is Cruz, so is Mo Brooks, Gymnasium, Jim GYM, Jordan, all of these people, they have betrayed our country. They have betrayed Western liberal democracy. They're trying to kill democracy in our state, and we're not going to let them do it. And obviously, the response isn't going to have instantaneous results. It's not going to have instantaneous results because right now they've gerrymandered the legislature and they have four Supreme Court justices. So it's not going to be instantaneous, but you relentlessly hit and hit and hit. And the fact of the matter is, we're doing it in a variety of ways. The soft infrastructure bill has the John Lewis Voting Rights Act in it. Get it out, get it enacted. We have Biden in there now. Continue to support our NATO allies, press Russia in the Black Sea and Ukraine, press China by our alliances in Japan, in Vietnam, with India and the Philippines, press. Start to deny visas, student visas for some of their people, the more they continue to press the other way. The fact is we have plenty of power. We shouldn't be afraid to use it. We should not be afraid to use it. The one cautionary restraint is we don't want nuclear war. These are defective cultures. They have nothing to offer from a diversity point of view or anything else. Multiculturalism is good in two things, music and food, that's it. I don't want to hear about it in politics. I don't want to hear about it in constitutions. All right, great show. Coming to the end, great call-ins. Stand by for some terrific programming. Terrific. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Dom and Crute, my friend Earl Ingram at 5 p.m. Great evening and weekend programming. Highlighted by Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box Mike made a guest appearance on this show today. He tells it like it is. Noon on Saturday. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for now. A rubber band man, just a rubber band.